This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Ohio Department of Transportation is revealing a $51 million project to revamp the Akron Expressway and Central Interchange. The Beacon Journal reports the project unveiled Tuesday will be a scaled-down version of the $275 million project proposed 12 years ago. The current proposal involves building new high-level ramps, permanently closing exit ramps, and installing noise walls. The department says the project will help improve safety and replace bridges built in the 1950s. The three-year project is scheduled to start in 2021. Officials say the state does not plan on taking property around the interchange. ODOT is hosting a public meeting on the project Tuesday at the Glover Community Learning Center in Akron. The city of Canton today will consider a more relaxed version of an ordinance to round up stray shopping carts. An earlier proposal in January would have imposed criminal penalties on business owners. It was deemed too severe and expensive for businesses. Council members say abandoned shopping carts are a safety hazard and an eyesore. The latest version of the ordinance lets customers request permission from stores to borrow carts. Businesses could still face warnings and fines if their carts become a recurring problem. The city would sell or dispose of carts not retrieved within 30 days. Companies that distribute drugs are pushing back on stricter regulation in Ohio, protesting what they call a patchwork approach that could lead to confusion and uncertainty. The State Pharmacy Board should wait for new federal regulations before enacting state rules, including some that could violate federal law, the companies say in documents obtained by the Associated Press. The Food and Drug Administration is planning new rules for drug wholesalers later this summer, while the Drug Enforcement Administration is working on its own regulation for dealing with suspicious drug orders. The Independent Pharmacy Cooperative took issue with several aspects of Ohio's proposed regulations for handling suspicious orders, including a requirement that companies submit paperwork when no suspicious orders are detected. Grocery store chain Kroger and drug maker Pfizer were among other companies raising similar objections. The owners of a parcel of less than a half acre taken by Ohio's Turnpike Commission for a construction project has won a $1 million judgment from a jury. The commission tried to acquire for less than $12,000. A Lorain County jury ordered the Ohio Turnpike and Infrastructure Commission to pay the family that owned the Amherst property $1.1 million for the parcel. The Turnpike offered the family nearly $12,000 based on its appraisal. A twice-convicted murderer whose execution in November had to be halted when a usable vein couldn't be found to administer execution drugs died Saturday morning of natural causes. 69-year-old Alva Campbell was found unresponsive in his death row cell Saturday morning at a prison in Chillicothe. The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals last month denied a challenge filed by Campbell and another death row inmate to Ohio's execution protocol, arguing the three-drug combination used to carry out the death penalty posed an unacceptable risk of pain and suffering. After the failed execution attempt in November, Governor John Kasich set a new execution date of June in 2019 for Campbell. Campbell was sentenced to die in 1998 in Franklin County after being convicted of killing an 18-year-old man during a carjacking. Ohio's Senate Minority Leader is pushing a bill that would immediately give $30 million to communities to fill potholes. Senator Kenny Yuko, a Richmond Heights Democrat, says the one-time payment would come from Ohio's $2 billion rainy day fund. Yuko cited East Cleveland, one of the poorest communities in the state, which needs money to smooth out the city's pothole-cratered main thoroughfare, Euclid Avenue. He also pointed to the American Society of Civil Engineers' 2017 infrastructure report card that estimates Ohio drivers spend an average of $475 a year on pothole-related repairs. Maple syrup producers in central Ohio are hoping for a cold snap to save what's left of their season. The Columbus Dispatch reports syrup producers were encouraged by the start of the season in January with ideal conditions, above freezing temperatures during the day and below freezing temperatures at night, allowing sap to flow from maple trees native to Ohio. A stretch of weather in February that brought milder weather halted the flow, and producers are counting on another freeze to get sap flowing again before maple trees begin to bud and make the sap too bitter for syrup. Ohio produced 80,000 gallons of maple syrup last year. The state is the eighth largest producer. The Ohio Attorney General's Office has created a tool that law enforcement can use to inform crime victims of their rights under Marcy's Law. The palm-sized card outlines victims' rights under the law and provides space to write information like the date and an incident description. The law, named for a woman who was murdered by her ex-boyfriend in 1983, was enacted by Ohio voters in November as an amendment to the state constitution. Among other things, it requires police to notify victims of their right to be present at all court proceedings involving their case and to notify them when an offender is released from jail or escapes. A church is converting former heavyweight boxing champ Mike Tyson's mansion in rural Trumbull County into a house of worship. Living Word Sanctuary Church is converting an indoor pool room into a sanctuary and other rooms into offices, classrooms, and a nursery. Cages where Tyson kept four tigers have been dismantled for a pavilion. The church currently holds services at the YMCA. This is WKSU.